We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twins are back home tonight. Target Field, great night to see a ball game. Hopefully listen to a ball game right here on CCL First Pitch with H. Lake at 6. Formal Twins pregame show 6:30. Corey on the call at about 7. Corey, I know you're with Chris Atterbury on this road trip. Is Dan back with you tonight?
Barring any legal issue that I haven't seen,
looking
at the blotter report this morning, barring any, something that happened that I didn't expect, Danny should be good to go and back in his spot tonight.
Should I look at smoking gun just to make sure there weren't any...
I would have any police radar on. I would check every, blotter section in the upper Midwest, Sturgis, all parts beyond to see Justin, maybe an APB, just to see what's out there.
Yes.
About the Cupertino kid. But my gut is telling me that he's fine and he'll be good to go tonight.
So you're back from Arlington. What was the temp yesterday? 101, 102?
Oh, man, it was brutal. It was, I think it got to 99 and no higher. Now, they maybe didn't want to post 100 because, you look around the crowd and not many were sitting in the sun yesterday. I don't blame them, but it was a welcome feeling once we landed last night. The team landed back in town. Just to feel that 65 degrees, whatever it was, once
yep.
we got back home was awesome.
I want to talk about a number of players here. Let's start with Marwin. Numbers here from Aaron Gleeman, who does a great job observing the Twins. Since April. 79 games. Marwin Gonzalez, .297 average, .827 OPS. He was, and some of that maybe was related to he normally starts slower. Some of that might have been related to he wasn't healthy the entire spring training. Obviously, Marwin was a later signing. Some of it might have been tied to Sano's injury. But he has turned out to be pretty much exactly what this organization wanted him to be.
And he joined us for a postgame chat the other day in Arlington, and we kind of reflected back on his slow start, and he also mentioned that the weather. I mean, he just said he does not like playing in the cold weather. Now, he signed a two-year deal knowing that it was going to be probably pretty brutal in April and into May. And I think once he got to – I think it began around mid-May. Mid to late May is when he started to get hot. And then was doing fine before he got hurt. Then he had that brief stint on the injured list. And when that happened, if you look at his numbers, they were pretty good. And then I think it took him a little bit to get his timing back. And now he is flourishing. And for him, I like some of the advanced numbers too. And I think, wins above replacement WAR is a good barometer to judge a true player's value because it encompasses everything, Chad. It's offense, it's defense, it's league and park adjusted. But with a guy like Marwin Gonzalez, his WAR is always a little tricky because he doesn't just play one position, and defense is a part of it. So it's always going to be, I think, knocked down a little bit because he just can't thrive defensively, and that part of the formula, he won't get a big boost because he doesn't sit at one defensive position night in and night out.
Where do you think he is best defensively in the field?
He's pretty good in the outfield. I think he's got an amazing arm. I really have, and during this elongated absence here without Buxton, watching him play right field. I think he's been phenomenal there in right. Teams don't want to run on him because he has such a strong and accurate arm, not to mention he can make some plays. I think to me where he stood out the most, and maybe this is because of need, has been right field. Now, if you ask him, he was an infielder, a shortstop. That's everybody's favorite, right? I don't think anybody will ever say that shortstop's not their favorite. But I think he's fine at third, but I've really been impressed with him watching him defend and right for a while here.
Here's another number from Gleeman. Highest career slugging percentage in Twins history. Harmon's at .518. He's first. Morneau's at third, .485. Herbeck's at .481. Miguel Sano at .491 is second. And I heard you make a comment. I think it might have been during, I think it was Saturday, I think it was Friday, but you and Chris were chatting, and you were talking about the run that Miguel had the first half a couple of years ago when he made the All-Star game and home runs. And you talked about how this is a different run, that this change he made with Rousen and Hernandez about where he's positioning his hands and how his hands are working through the swing itself and how he is a different player. Just expand on that point a little bit.
Even his strikeouts now seem to be coming on 3-2 counts. And I don't have numbers to back that up. I'm just, you know, kind of reflecting back and remembering some recent games where he maybe had 2 or 3 strikeouts in a game, and he's always going to strike out. I'd love to say that Miguel Sano 1 year is going to have, you know, a 15% strikeout rate. That it's just not going to happen with him. But early June, Chad, his strikeout rate was about 50%.
Yeah.
It was that high. But I think since late June, it's probably down to 30-32%, which, look, it's higher than anybody would want. But he's balancing that with still being able to draw walk, seeing a ton of pitches, and the slugging, and the doubles, the home runs. He's hit second, he's hit fourth, he's hit seventh. Miguel never hit second his whole life until this weekend series in Arlington. It's just an amazing thing to watch this guy and the maturation we've seen on the field, but even more so off the field. I was talking with Derek Shelton and James Rousen. After Miguel hit that walk-off home run, Chad, against the Braves a couple weeks ago,
Yep. His
post-game interview, I'm not sure if you heard that or not, his post-game interview was amazing. He sounded like such a mature man and a mature ball player when we asked him specifics about his swing and about the game, and he reflected back to, you know, things he was doing with his routine and going back to when Barry Bonds was in town with the Marlins like 5 years ago. And how we got advice from Bonds is like, when you're taking BP, don't just dismiss the machine. And don't just always throw off a live arm. And the Twins have this machine that they've really started to incorporate now more than I can recall in previous years, where guys are getting ready, not just by hitting off the tee or having Rudy Hernandez throw BP, but a machine that can shoot the ball, you know, 100 miles an hour, 105 miles an hour. They can tilt it to vary the spin. And just that's a mature answer.
They hear
Miguel
absolutely
talk about it. I just was so impressed with that conversation.
Corey Provis with us, 2:45 here on the home of the Twins. Let's talk about the negative side right now. Barrios obviously was hit hard and had nothing on Saturday, and then it brings up his August numbers. I mean, obviously, he's off to a very good start in his career, and his ERA still for the year is under 3.4, right? So you'd take him. But we're now coming up on a stretch where the ball club has Thursday off and Monday off. And Jose has an ERA August on throughout his career where it's over 5. Would you be surprised today if the Twins announce some sort of injury and where it's just to give Jose like 10 days off to freshen up the arm? And also, what's your theory on what's going on with Jose once we get to August?
Look, as we are chatting right now, there could be a transaction being made. So, this may sound foolish, but if the velocity was down the way it was against Cleveland, that to me was alarming. I mean, he was throwing 90-91. He had that one fastball, which he got by Puig to strike him out about midway through the start at about 95. But he was sitting 90-91 during that start. Then you look back at his last start. The numbers were terrible, but the velocity was better. It was more 94-95. But if there was more sustained low velocity with that start in Arlington, then my concern level would be almost at a 9 or a 10, and then it wouldn't shock me to see some kind of transaction. But based on the fact that he had his velocity back, I'm not leaning that that's the direction that they're necessarily going to go. Could they push him back an extra day with the off day coming up on Thursday? Absolutely. They could do that and line him up, you know, a little bit later on in the Tigers series and see how that plays out. The numbers are bad, but as you said, if you break down his ERA month by month, August has been his worst month. And we're seeing more of the same here in 2019.
Does your gut tell you Gratterall gets called up before the year is done?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, now what they want to see with both him and Jorge Alcala, who's also going to be up at AAA Rochester. Remember, the big schools are using a AAA or the same at the big league level. So they want to make sure that these guys, these pitchers right now especially, are able to, the way that they've been commanding the ball and striking out hitter after hitter at the lower level of the minor leagues, can they keep it going now using the same baseball they're going to be using if they get that chance with the big league club? So if the numbers remain steady and he continues to just dominate hitters, using the Major League Baseball, the AAA level, then I think I wouldn't be shocked at all one bit to see him up here in September.
Another story today about the robot umpires. You're familiar with this in the Atlantic League, and they've experimented a fair amount with the different ideas. Sometime in the next 5 years, do you think Major League Baseball will have either experimented with robot umpires or they will actually be in play?
I think it's coming. I don't know about 5 years. This is all going to be grandfathered in, and this would all have to be in the CBA, and the current CBA runs through 2021. So could they start to work it in? It's going to go from the Atlantic League where it's at right now, and if it continues to progress, it's going to start in the minor leagues. Now, they could throw it in AAA without any union issue tomorrow, and that's not something that would be up for debate. But I still there's no way this is happening until the earliest at the big league level in 2022, but that still may be premature. I still think they're working out the kinks, and I've been reading the stories, and it's a fascinating discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a fascinating debate to be had. I think it's one that will take a generation of player who has been used to it at the minor league level, both pitchers and especially hitters, before you see that new era of player that's been dabbling with it down to the minors to experiment with that at the big league level. This is going to be tough to just simply grandfather in. I think this is going to take more time than 5 years.
I always enjoy it, sir. I'll be listening tonight, and we'll talk a week from today.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Corey Provis with us. You'll hear him a little past 7 right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO. It's 2:49. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call for 50% off installation labor on Infinity by Marvin Windows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.